You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club, the Browns backers worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports. It includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, exclusive VIP experiences. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. And remember, there's also a junior backers for kids, the official kids club of the Cleveland Browns. So the membership there includes a fan package, and you can become a junior backer. You call 440-891-5163, 440-891-5163, or clevelandbrowns.com for more. All right, with us right now is Jerod Cherry. And Jerod, since we talked with you yesterday, I mean, we were approaching yesterday's show basically as the prelude to the hiring of Mike Pettine. We knew the deal would get done, and it did get done right after we left air yesterday. So now that we've got you on today, your thoughts of how he handled himself yesterday, and if you had a chance to listen to his appearance on CBD.
Yes, I did have a chance to listen to his appearance on CBD, and I was very impressed, even more so what he had to say today than what he said and dealt with yesterday. Because you hear him and you hear the confidence, you hear a guy who has a direction of where he wants to go and knows that it's not second-guessing. Those answers flow right from his mouth, and there's no hesitation in those answers. And that's what you need, a guy that has direction, a guy that's direct, and ultimately someone who exudes confidence from the way he speaks, because ultimately he has to be the great communicator in order to succeed with his football team.
That's what comes through, is how well he gets his point across. And it's thorough, it's understandable, it's plain spoken. He doesn't hit you with the, we call them the bromides, right? Those safe answers. Mm-hmm. I think he gets right into understanding the realities of what he's facing. And he understands that he's facing a very tough job, Jerod. And I liked how he talked about putting this staff together, that it's not the idea of having so-called all-stars or just trying to get someone, okay, he's the great play caller here and he does this there, without or with losing sight of the importance of teaching. He stressed that a coach has to be a really good teacher too.
Yeah, and he's absolutely correct in his assessment. And someone look at that and say, oh, that's a little shot at the last regime that was here. But the fact of the matter is, what was the record? It was 4-12 with the all-star coaching cast. And I'm not trying to take shots at Norva Ray either, but the truth is, it's all about chemistry. And you don't have to be a well-known name and commodity in order to succeed. And that's why I'm willing to give him a chance, because I like what I hear, I like what he's saying, and I like what he's pointing out there as issues and keys that needs to be adjusted to fix this football team. So, yes, if you are the mindset that, hey, I'm not just going to have a guy in for the sake of having a name, you're on the right path and the right start. So just because Gary Kubiak is available because he's a name doesn't necessarily mean that he would fit well with your staff.
As I sat through that press conference yesterday, honestly, listening to him, one of the first people I thought about was you when he referenced the hard grading of players, when he referenced the accountability. And again, the accountability, that word, is thrown out a lot in these press conferences. But coming from him and the way he was very specific with, as he put it, the hard grading of players, I got the impression that this is going to mean something this time around. I want to know what you took away from that.
I did too. It was one of those situations like, wow, okay. And that's why I'm enthusiastic, because I was like, man, are you seeing the same things that I see when I see this football team and what the underlying problem is? You got talent. You got guys that can play. You've led football games, but you don't have guys taking it to that next step and going out there to pay the price. And the only way you can do that is if you hold them accountable and give them a reason to believe that, hey, it's not about tomorrow, but it's about today. And you do that by making sure that in practice and during the course of the weekend in the football games that you are held accountable, and you do that by judging them and correcting them and assessing them. And if you're not doing that and all you're doing is saying, okay, nice play and moving forward, that's not enough.
Jerod Cherry joining us as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So with regard to the next big steps that are taken, obviously putting the staff together is the huge one that we're going to know about. But as we get into personnel acquisition, as we get into the draft and free agency, I'm hopeful, Jerod, that he does have that big voice in what this team does in acquiring personnel. Because if we like the message that we heard from the guy, then I think we're going to really like the types of players who fit that with him. I mean, if you're bought in on how he set the table, then you don't want just you don't want just that. I'm going to use the term either fire or that attitude to come from just the head coach. It's got to come from the players too. So I'm curious to see which kind of players in the new faces, and you know you're going to get a third of a turnover. That's right. What it happens every year, about a third of your roster that are going to truly be Mike Pettine-like kind of guys.
Yeah, and if they are what I perceive of Mike to be, that's a good thing, because that was one of the areas in which this team was missing. You heard me at one point say I wanted to cut a third of the football team because you had guys that were taking a break that were even on special teams. And I'm saying to myself, how you are at the bottom tier of this football team, how dare you have the audacity to feel that you're safe? So if you have guys in there who have a hungry mentality, are about to go get it and have something to prove, and a chip on their shoulder, and you bring more guys like that in to create competition and accountability in your locker room, you're well on your way to changing the culture of this football team.
So, Gerard, you're going to watch the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, I will watch it just for entertainment value.
For entertainment value. I mean, yeah, I think it's going to be fun. Do you think the format did anything to make the game more interesting?
Actually, yeah, because I'm going to watch it. Previous years, I would not have watched it because I know what it's about. It's pretty much everyone out there brother-lawing, and they disgust me.
Brother-lawing. I like that. Yeah, it looks like, what is it, Alex Mack and Jordan Cameron on opposite sides of Hayden and Josh Gordon. Right, I think I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it won't. I was so hopeful though that you'd have the Hayden Gordon coverage thing going on.
But yeah, that would have been an interesting thing to see because you get to see it more often than I do from a practice standpoint.
Yeah,
but yeah, that would have been interesting.
And
it was
that daily challenge, and right. I think they bring the best out of each other and the practice field now. You know, but like you said, it's a fun event. I don't know. This is the last ditch effort. If the numbers don't show up with the viewership or whatever, we could be watching the last Pro Bowl, and that might be fine with a lot of people.
Yeah, you know what? If it's going to cause detriment to the game and put out a poor product, you have to get rid of it.
That's the key. I don't want to not recognize an NFL product, and I have a very sinking feeling I'm going to on Sunday, but I'll give it a try. All right, thank you so much, Gerard. Next week we'll be talking with you from the Super Bowl, my friend.
Hey.
All right, here's Gerard Cherry again. He joins us regularly on the show, and that's right. I will be on Radio Row in New York for Super Bowl 48 for the entire week, beginning Monday. I move my portion of the show there. Nathan Zagura will be on with you from Northeast Ohio throughout the week, but we'll have a lot of interesting guests from Radio Row. We'll have Browns-related guests, but a lot of national folks. And we want to thank, by the way, some people who were part of this show today. Of course, Mary Kay Cabot and Scott Petrak, the two beat reporters for the Browns. And we especially want to thank the new head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, for being here. Want to thank Carly McCord for tweeting throughout the show, and she's going to be posting the Browns Daily Wrap. That's the text highlight version of the highlights of the show that'll be on clevelandbrowns.com a little later today. Carly's still recovering from her trip from Mobile, Alabama. Carly, y'all's a little tired. She's got to get, so have another cup of coffee because I want you to be on your game when you're assembling that wrap.
No worries at all.
Yeah. Okay, I'm worried. And we want to thank our producer today, Chris Kuhn, as well. Coming up is Hooley and Gerard. That is next. Have a great weekend, everybody, from CBD.